This is a highlight of my year and a highlight of ministry opportunity for me. And I am a man under orders to share with you the Word of God. That's a divine mandate. And I am also under another mandate from Rick to open the Word of God to something I've been preaching on for the last 5 weeks or more. And that is the familiar story of the prodigal son in Luke 15. I hope we have enough house light out there. Maybe we can open it up a little bit so you can see your Bible. I just want to point you to the Scripture, so you're going to need to be able to see that. If we can get a little more light in the house, it would really be helpful, I think, for everybody. The text before us is, like so many texts, a very familiar text, and yet there are so many unfamiliar elements to it, and that's the genius of our Lord as a teacher. Anybody who knows this story knows the story that we call the story of the prodigal son. You might be interested to know that it has been considered by some people, no less than Charles Dickens, the greatest short story ever written. Also by Ralph Waldo Emerson, the greatest short story ever written. Now that makes you think about, what am I missing? Is there something there that I haven't seen? And there really is. To get us into the story a little bit, I just want to remind you of some of Jonathan Edwards' resolutions, if I may. Resolution number one that Jonathan Edwards made was, I am resolved to do whatsoever I think most to the glory of God. Resolution number four, resolved never to do any manner of thing, whether in soul or body, less or more, but what tends to the glory of God. Resolution number 23, resolve frequently to take some deliberate action for the glory of God, or if I find it not to be for God's glory, to repute it as a breach of number four. Number 27, resolve never willfully to omit anything unless the omission is for the glory of God, and frequently to examine my omissions. I think we know Jonathan Edwards enough to know he was consumed with the glory of God. And Edwards also understood that God's joy is connected to His glory. God rejoices when He is glorified. He infinitely values, says Edwards, His own glory, and finds infinite joy in that glory.